Vacant office space has hit a new record high, we're told, and the Portland region, of course, still seeing its share of empty office buildings. We want to talk more about this with Richard Stockton. Richard is a commercial real estate expert, and he's joining us now on Portland's Afternoon News. Hey, Richard.
Nice to be here.
This report about vacant office space is based on data from CoStar. Do you think that they've got the numbers right?
Yeah, of course. CoStar is one of the leading, if not the leading, provider of market information for the real estate industry, and I would consider it to be very reliable.
This would seem to be a pretty big deal, too, for the economy, because commercial real estate is considered important to downtowns in particular, whether we're talking about Portland or any other city in the country, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You know, office space and office demand is a key economic driver to, you know, all urban centers. And so that's why, you know, in particular, people have been very closely tracking not only the pace of office leasing and tenant demand, but also the attendance at offices, because it's the physical attendance at offices that is highly correlated to other industries, such as the hotel industry, where you'll see hotel occupancies track very closely to office attendance statistics.
Sure. And I would think too, restaurants, downtown shops, that kind of thing as well.
Yeah, of course.
Again, we're talking here on Portland's Afternoon News about commercial real estate with expert Richard Stockton. Richard, do you think we're at risk of seeing the core of our cities begin to crumble?
Well, I'll tell you, Tim, I don't think it's as dire an outlook as that. You know, real estate is a perpetually evolving asset class. You know, we're seeing just another phase of that, which is the lessening of tenant demand for office space, which is freeing up office space for other uses. What we're seeing is conversion into mixed-use buildings that will house apartments where it used to be 100% office, that will house a hotel, that will bring new grocers and restaurants to provide the services and amenities needed to sustain downtown residents. And I think this is a good thing. When you have residents now incorporated into these downtown spaces, you have what's much more of a 24-hour city with thriving nightlife as well.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we have to run. But Richard, thanks for sharing your expertise with us here on Portland's Afternoon News.
Well, thanks for having me on the show.